This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Pharmacy chain CVS reported strong fourth quarter earnings today. A lot of that is thanks to the demand for COVID vaccines and at-home tests. CVS says it administered 20 million COVID shots in its fourth quarter and 8 million tests, both up significantly from the previous quarter. Pharmacy chains are realizing that this shift to healthcare delivery, it works, and it is here to stay. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains.
CVS and Walgreens were moving toward healthcare services before the pandemic, but in the early days of COVID, they weren't doing so hot.
Mostly because, you know, foot traffic cratered.
That's retail expert Matthew Hamery with Alex Partners. He says these businesses have relied on their back-of-the-store pharmacies to bring us in. And while we're waiting for our prescriptions, maybe we pick up some toothpaste or a bag of chips.
And so people staying home
and ordering everything from prescription medication to toiletries online
was a big negative impact on those businesses.
But when COVID vaccines arrived, pharmacy chains played a big part in rolling them out. Amanda Stark with the Kellogg School of Management says that turned things around.
Now you have retail pharmacies offering some sort of higher level services that perhaps folks aren't used to getting at their local pharmacy.
For example, she used to get her annual flu shot at her doctor's office.
You know, now I feel very comfortable going to get a shot at CVS, and I don't think I'm alone.
This shift has cushioned pharmacy chains from retail challenges, says healthcare services analyst George Hill with Deutsche Bank.
The retail pharmacies, to some degree, are trying to reinvent themselves and be thought more of as being participating in the healthcare system as opposed to being a convenience retail location.
One question for pharmacies is whether that reboot will stick once demand for COVID vaccines and tests slows down. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.